So this next segment, I am so crazy excited about. Mark Juarez, the founder and CEO of The Happy Company. You may have heard of the Happy Massager, the little wooden massager that's got the ball and the little wooden rods and the massager. He invented that and from there grew. Yes, bring Mark on. From that, he grew this into an incredibly amazing company called The Happy Company. And I cannot wait to see Charlie's Thinking Cheese hit the shelves of Amazon. Hopefully that's where it's going, right, Mark?
Yes.
Awesome. So I found Charlie's Thinking Cheese, which is this adorable story of gratitude and abundance and showcasing your appreciation to other people. And when I asked Mark how many he had, he said, "I'm trying to figure out distribution." I said, "Well, how many do you have?" He goes, "I think about 32,000." Maybe you should sell them on Amazon. So hopefully you can find that there. But his latest project that I have had the honor to be a part of, just meeting with him once a week for the last couple of months with a team of people who are working on this vision, is called Dunsmuir Visionary Village. Basically, Mark bought a town in Northern California and is turning it into something incredible. Mark, welcome aboard to the ET Telethon. Will you please explain to us what's going on in Northern California?
Sure. It's interesting. I created the Happy Massager, yes. And I went to conferences all the time about innovation, but I always felt they weren't very innovative. They were at places that weren't very innovative. And I dreamed of a conference where there would be innovation. And I wanted to create a unique experience. I also know from being parts of masterminds, helping other companies elevate, 80% of problems in companies are HR related. How do you deal with these? And what I've had the absolute pleasure, I look so forward to meeting with Liz and Stefan and our team to develop this conference. But we were considering, how do we create the most extraordinary experience for our people? And the conference, what we're doing, what we'd like to do is, and we're just in the planning stage now, but the hotel Dunsmuir is it this was the secret playground of the rich and famous 100 years ago. Not many people know about it, but the trains, when they would go, before car travel was so popular, when the trains would go from San Francisco or LA up to Seattle, they could make it as far as Dunsmuir, and they couldn't go over Mount Shasta. So three very powerful locomotives would push the trains over, but they would have to wait for maybe 6 hours. So all these people came out of the train, the town came alive. That contributed to it, part of its success. Dunsmuir is also famed of having the best water on Earth because the water comes off of Mount Shasta in Snowmelt and trickles through 10 miles of volcanic caves when it reaches Dunsmuir. And in that process, it becomes the richest mineral, most incredibly incredible water. And so it has a lot of unique things going for it. And not to mention that it's just absolutely beautiful. And well preserved. It hasn't changed a lot in 100 years. All those things I thought were absolutely fantastic. But there was a very famous hotel in Theater right across from each other. The theater was built by Randolph Hearst to entertain. There's two Hearst castles. Many people know about the Hearst Castle in San Simeon, but there's also one in Duns or near Dunsmuir, between Dunsmuir and McLeod. And that's where Hearst spent most of his time. It's where he entertained people. They built a theater, and they would bring up Charlie Chaplin and the Marx Brothers and made incredibly famous people. Marilyn Monroe was frequently there. President Kennedy, and many others. And what I wanted to do was take this old hotel, preserve it in its original style, but also disguise within it some of the most advanced technologies. I know this conference is about AI, or in part about AI. We were playing with how could we use AI in the most extraordinary ways, at the same time preserving this old old look and feel of the town and of this hotel. And what we wanted to do is, there's 80 rooms in the hotel. We're going to have 40 smaller rooms, which will be incredible. In spite of their being small, you will get an incredible AR and VR experience and much more, as well as a very healthy experience. We're putting into it some incredible technologies. On the larger rooms, we wanted those rooms. We're seeking sponsors. We're actively seeking sponsors now of food companies or beverage companies of the like, and that are hopefully on the West Coast, that would that have unique stories in their own right, or, you know, fairly substantial companies, and we wanted to tell their stories in this room. But that's part of it. The other part is that, and there's extraordinary companies out there that we're researching and wanting to approach. If you stay in one of those rooms, the experience that you would get is you would learn all about the company, what made it so successful, but also while you arrive. And you'd be bussed up, because one of the disadvantages of Densmore is there's not much parking. It was a railroad town and wasn't designed for cars. So we'll bus you up. But the experience will start on this very unique bus journey from the Bay Area wherever they're coming from, to our facility. And we want to create a murder mystery or a Densmore mystery tour, where something happens, but in that process, you have to solve this unique problem. But in doing so, our team, Liz included, is just a genius at coming up with how do we solve a problem within a company that's, but through a different context. When you're I found, at least, often when I'm trying to solve a problem, sometimes when you address the problem directly, it's hard to come up with a solution. But when you're doing it through a different context, maybe you're helping somebody else, you come up with better solutions. So the idea was, we were creating a scenario similar to maybe what you're experiencing at work, but they wouldn't recognize it right away. And you have to solve this challenge. But we want you to do it two ways. We want you to do it as you would solve it. And then the other is in the room that you're staying. As an example, let's imagine it was a room for Ghirardelli chocolate. You would, and the room was modeled after Ghirardelli, which is one of the cool companies we're looking for. Really amazing story how they got started. There would be, you would have to approach the problem as Mr. Ghirardelli would. And you would learn all about Mr. Ghirardelli in the room and in really unique ways. Including AI, we have some real surprises for people, and in this scenario, you would take you would be incorporating some very, very unique strategies for coming up with the solutions, and I'm not aware of anybody else doing this, and I think the experiences of doing this would be off the charts. Sure.
So the idea of the Densmore Visionary Village, once it is built, is that you'll have basically a 3-day or a 4-day experience, right? So people would be able to choose if they want this weekend experience and go up and have an immersive business retreat, almost LARPing, like live action role playing, where when you get assigned a room in the hotel room, you are the CEO of that company that has made an impact on the world, and you're taking that company CEO's personality over and trying to solve a problem that company had. Is that right?
That's right. And let me tell you a little bit of my background. In the Happy, when I started the Happy Company with this product, I didn't know anything about business. I was completely, and what we found was we did everything pretty unconventional, but we gave the ability for people to totally think out of the box. We did crazy, unique things, but when you're doing so, it's amazing what you can achieve. In fact, when the company grew so quickly, we ended up hiring the CEO HR director of IBM and the CFO of Levi Strauss. They walked through our company for 2 days and they were like, oh my God, it's like you're winning the Indianapolis 500 race, but you're driving a 67 Noah. Where I was going with that was, when you start to think out of the box, you start doing things differently. And where that came from was, most of our staff didn't have the experience or the education that would qualify them for their jobs. But when we got them so fired up on what was possible, it was absolutely extraordinary what they could achieve. And now there's a lot of uncertainty in the world with COVID and many things that happened. What we're trying to create is this unique experience to give people tools to empower them in such ways they would never could imagine. And right. I was dyslexic and have ADHD and had a lot of learning challenges in school. I never did well in a classroom setting, but I did really well with experiences. And what we're creating is an experience that will be off the charts. And Liz, you were gonna say something.
I was going to ask about one of the things we talked about is not just what happens once the village is built and you're bringing people in to have these extraordinary experiences, the leading up to actually building it. Your idea around having guilds, a hospitality guild, an artist guild, and the builders guild to actually envision what Dunsmuir Visionary Village will be and then go execute it. It's almost a live on site, build this thing for, you know, chunks of time. You want to talk about that for just a second?
Yes, and I love you brought that up. Again, I hate doing things the normal way. It's just so boring to me. And I've had the amazing opportunity to work with the most extraordinary people, you included, Liz, who are all attracted by the fact that we're doing things in an unusual way. I have a friend who's a contractor who's just unbelievable, Edward. And he, we're describing this. And he said, you know, I've always wanted to build a builder's guild and create this unique experience. And I got so excited because when I started the Happy Company, prior to that, I went to a community in Scotland called Fintorn, and they had something like this where it was live and work and you'd learn their unique approach to work. And I thought, well, that's amazing. And we started brainstorming about the idea of what this would look like. But we wanted not only to have a builder's guild, but an artist guild as well. Because my belief, and his as well, is building is an art, is an art form, and art should be infused in everything you're doing. And so what if we had an artist guild and a builder's guild, and they work together to create this really beautiful site that, you know, rebuilding it. And then what if we brought in a hospitality guild where people are, how do we create the off the charts, most unique experience for them? And well, the results will be phenomenal. And you're right. And again, we're running to bring in some of the most advanced technology and infuse it in everything we're doing. And so we're looking to work with companies that provide these unique technologies. So it will be a techno wonderland for anybody that attends. And an extraordinary experience. And I think I'm out of time, but yes, do you have any more questions?
I just really wanted to get the idea of Dunsmuir Visionary Village in front of this group, the Club Ichi group. This is an incredibly connected group of event professionals from the creative side to the business side. And to talk about what this could be from inception to build to actual activation to what happens with the businesses once they've gone through this experience, I think is something that we should keep an eye on. So I want to make the invitation to the Club Ichi community. If you have an interest in being a part of this project, learning more about this project, please drop us a line in the chat on the event, or of course, shoot me a note in Slack or an email. I would love to get you connected with Mark. He's an incredible human being. I really enjoyed spending time with him, and I am on for the ride, Mark. We've got way much more to go. This is going to be really fun working with you on this project.
Thank you so much. It's been an absolute highlight in my life, so thank you.
Oh, thank you so much, Mark. All right, folks, we're going to take a short break, and we will be right back with a little more AI.